Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Dell, you're on OnlyFans. Lance. Did you all see the little fella?
Watch yourself.
What little fella, John? He was squeezing his breasts like he was milking them.
No, that's not one. That's not a milking move.
It's called milking.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Yes, change the subject.
Yeah, tell us about the little guy.
Frank, do you see what you can do? How you can make things... I mean, that's why you can't trust anyone. I can't trust Frank now. We were talking about the milking thing with the Oregon State coach, not the little fellow that ran on the field. He said,
correct.
He changed it so it was like I said, the little fellow was milking.
You think he has integrity when he makes these?
No, he's got no integrity. Frank has no integrity. You cannot change people's words.
Says who?
Well, okay, it's not going to hold up in a court of law.
You're not being prosecuted.
You can see that there was edited, that it was edited.
You're not being prosecuted.
I feel like I am right now. No, I feel
you're
like...
You're being persecuted, not prosecuted.
Same thing. Depends.
Well, if it's like 1750, persecution's pretty much the same as prosecution. They'll just kill you if they don't like what you're doing.
And it could happen here. I'm already under suspension. And
you suspended yourself.
I don't need this on top of it.
You're taking a break yourself. No one told you to leave
Twitter. I'm under suspension right now. I'm on suspension right now.
You can't combine the two.
Okay, now another offense here, talking about a little person milking.
But you didn't use any of the buzzwords that get you in trouble. You said little person, which is appropriate, and you said milking. That's fine, too.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's not fine when you're doing this stuff. No, it's not fine.
Don't make the hand signals. No, that's probably a bad idea.
That's just, we're not going to do that. Let's see if Gilbert's here this time. Gilbert, what's going on?
Yeah, I think I'm bad news.
What's
the next year anyway? What they ask for? What's the next year?
Oh,
God.
Gilbert,
wait till next year.
You are a boy.
Oh, it's a disaster.
A fair weather fan, Gilbert. You got no faith in your team.
He's just trying to predict.
This has been the best.
They lost last Saturday, Sunday, you know.
Do what?
What'd you say?
They lost last Sunday, you know. It's all over with the next year.
It's all over with. It's like we got Charlie Pirillo on here trying to be super, super
negative?
Objective. You say negative. Yeah. I say objective.
That was a little negative, what he just said. It's over. We still got.
Wait till next year. No, Gilbert just said, wait till next year.
Well, we ain't waiting until next year. We got today, Gilbert. Christian Javier is going to win this game. Watch it. Watch, Gilbert. You're going to watch the game?
Where are
you
going to watch it? Where can you watch it?
Where
you
going to watch it?
I'll watch it, you know. But we're not going to win, you know.
They're not going to. Oh, my gosh.
Don't hate the messenger. Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Negative
Gilbert, what
Nelly.
Do you think the score is going to be today?
Twins and four is what he's saying.
Twins.
That's what Gilbert. That's what Dell said.
That's an a-hole.
Gilbert, what do you think the score is going to be?
What's that?
What's the score going to be?
7-0.
Oh, my.
Wow.
7-0. And then what about, do the Astros win game 4?
No.
What? Oh, my gosh. What happens in game 4? What's score going to be there?
3-0.
They're not going to score
any runs. They're not
going to
score a run.
2 shutouts.
The Astros aren't going to score a
10-0.
Run.
10-0. That's 7-0 and 3-0.
Twins and 4. Gilbert.
Wow. Gilbert. You have no faith in your team, Gilbert. That's bad. Be a better fan. Have some optimism.
Okay, what's going to happen if the Astros lose 7-0 tomorrow?
Today?
I mean today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, today. Yeah,
I'm betting on the Twins tomorrow, and I'm going under.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. If they win 7-0 today, oh, my goodness. There's no chance, Gilbert. Christian Javier is too good. Watch. You watch.
Who do you think will hit a home run for the Astros over the next two games?
Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve.
Wait, you just said they weren't going to score any runs. How come they hit a home run?
I just guessing, that's all.
Guessing.
Guessing. It's just a guess, though.
So these are conflicting predictions.
If there is a run scored,
Jose Altuve will hit it.
Altuve.
Altuve will hit it.
Because the correct answer there would have been nobody. Didn't you hear me? I said two shutouts.
Stop playing games.
You stop trying to play me.
Gilbert, you going to watch it at home? What are you going to eat while you're watching it?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you got in the pantry? Anything? Your mom make anything? How about egg rolls?
Yeah, but my mom, my refrigerator broken anyway.
Her foot's broken?
No,
refrigerator.
Yeah.
The refrigerator's broken?
Guess what's next?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask something for someone?
No.
He's not going to do that.
No.
No, you want to buy him a refrigerator, though?
So he's got a line. No high-end appliances.
Right.
No appliances anyway, yeah.
We're not doing that. All right, Gilbert. I hope you're wrong.
I hope so, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk a little Texans here.
7-0, 3-0.
A 10-0 whitewash over two
let
days.
Let that sink in. Gilbert just has the Astros going out 3-1 with a poor job of pitching today and no hitting.
So, D'Amico met the media yesterday. And I'm with him on this one. I saw so many I saw so much negativity after the game. I'm not on Twitter anymore, so I don't know. But I did. There was a lot of people who were upset with.
Why aren't you on Twitter, John?
Because I screwed up. I put people's lives in danger, and I'm not going to.
And you suspended yourself.
And I suspended myself.
So when people who weren't here yesterday because they had the day off, if they're listening now.
I was reckless.
Yeah.
And I deserve punishment, and I'm like.
You're self-punishing? Self-flagellation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm hitting myself like Opus Dei.
Okay.
Yeah. You're the dude from, what was it? Yeah. That Dan Brown book-turned-movie?
Yeah.
Da Vinci Code. Yeah. You're that guy? I'm that pale dude?
You're
flogging yourself.
Self-flagellation, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Take your shirt off. Let's see your back.
Digitally.
I'm not taking my shirt off. Do I look like Josh the Beard?
Or Michael Connor?
It's not Josh the Beard.
Oh, hey, I thought it was the Beard.
Get Michael Connor. Michael Connor, if you're listening, call in right now.
We didn't even talk about this. Do you have the sound?
What? I don't know what sound you're looking for.
Josh Beard took his shirt off yesterday for some reason. Josh Beard in studio took his shirt off. The last time I saw that in this studio, it was?
I don't remember.
Barry Warner.
He did take his
remember
shirt off.
Remember how hairy he was?
But Josh lost a bet, and he had to write. For whatever reason, he backed Jimbo because he's an Aggie. And Michael Connor is an Alabama fan.
Well, no, his wife went to Alabama.
She's like John, who adopted LSU.
Yeah. Me, who I'm a big Longhorn.
You're not a Longhorn fan.
My wife thinks you're the jinx. Hey, bring in Michael Connor right now. This is Michael Connor on this line.
I got to wait. He's not on hold yet.
Oh, okay. We'll wait until.
So anyway, Josh Beard. Took his shirt off yesterday during the show.
Here he is.
And roll tied on his chest.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
He's on hold right now. Michael.
I couldn't look at it. I went,
Michael, what happened on your show yesterday, Connor and Beard?
Well, my wife went to Alabama. Lance, you know this with your wife being a Longhorn. Right. You become part of the other side even if you didn't go there. So I'm on the Alabama side, and Josh decided to make a bet on Friday that A&M would win, and I said, "Well, when it doesn't happen, you're going to have to do an hour of the show with your shirt off." So he didn't do an hour. I let him off after 30 minutes, and in good teammate fashion, I took my shirt off at the very end with him.
I saw you did that. Now, he had roll tight, so he was already ready for it. He had roll tight. So is that the first time that you have you ever done shows with Salisbury or Matt Thomas or Adam? Or Adam or Matt Jackson, where y'all took your shirts off. Like, is that the first time that that's happened on for you? On radio, it's not a big deal typically, but, well, it is a big deal because no one actually does that, but it was on Twitch yesterday.
What are you talking about? Salisbury and I did the show all the time with the shirt off. I always wanted to see him make it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
No.
Oh, no. See, no. That didn't happen.
See.
So, no, I've never taken my shirt off in front of anybody on the radio.
But now you've done it.
I've done it, and I feel okay about it.
So you won a bet, and you paid too?
So
what?
You won a bet.
Why did you take your shirt off?
I just, you know, it's our second week. I'm just trying to build team chemistry. You know, we're trying to build something.
John,
here,
you're not
you
a
know?
Good
we're,
teammate.
We're not trying to hate each other. Like Spencer's got a liner that's already saying that we hate each other and trying to fight each other. No, we love everybody on the show. Huh.
Do you think there's any shows that kind of battle? Do you think there's any aggressive battling shows here, John?
Leading the witness.
What?
There have been in the past.
You guys want to fight? You guys want to have a fake fight between our shows?
No. Inner show.
Like sometimes Jeremy and Joel go after, right? They get heated with their opinions.
What about
right?
Josh Innes and producer?
Nick?
And Nick. Well, Nick Sharapa.
Nick, you're a loser at life. Like,
That was a
who? Nick had smoke for several people here.
Yeah.
Him and Fred Fowler.
Oh,
was a
yeah.
Thing too.
I didn't have smoke with Nick. I was good
Neither
with him.
Neither did
I. Yeah. Nick said stuff about Fred. Like, on the air, they got into it, right?
Yeah, Nick didn't care.
Well, and Fred and AJ and Jeremy and Joel have gone at it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That show's full of love at After Us. That's my spirit animal show. I tell everybody every day.
Full of love?
Full of love.
My spirit animal show.
Every day. I drive home and listen to those two, and it brings me peace.
Has one half of that show started talking to you?
What? You're cutting out.
Oh, he's got to go. He's got to go. It's cutting out. That's it. Get out of here, Michael, before something happens.
Got to go. You're a bad person, Del.
I'm asking questions.
9-12.
Yeah, yes. Mr. Question Asker. Yes.
Hey, you didn't let me ask Gilbert questions. I had to get my questions in.
You can interrogate Gilbert anytime you want, okay? Anytime you want. When we come back, we'll hear from D'Amico on the other side right here on ESPN.
Weren't we supposed to hear from the head coach of the Texans?
Yes, we were supposed to hear from
him. Yeah, but the show took their shirts off, so we had to check up on that.
That changes things. Right now, though, QC Kinetics changes things.
Yeah, QC Kinetics. So, you know, I talked about the PRP stuff. They've got PRP. They've got stem cell. They've got, I mean, if it's frontline biological therapies, regenerative processes, they've got them. I mean, they're incredible. And what they were able to help my wife do in completing the Berlin Marathon, that's her fourth marathon. And, you know, she may have to go in again if she wants to go get in the next two, which is London and Tokyo, and she'll have finished the big six. And the only way that's possible is if she is working with that bone-on-bone knee issue. And and that's QC Kinetics helped so much, and they've helped so many people who are active, and some people who used to be active and their bodies are broken down. There's a lot of people who just live with chronic pain and they're tired of taking shots. They're tired of taking pain medicine and they just want to relieve chronic pain. And for them, QC Kinetics can be an absolute game changer because biological therapies take the body's healing power. They concentrate it. They put it back into the joints and it starts to restore and regenerate that damaged tissue. That's what causes the chronic pain. So you eliminate that and the pain starts to subside as well. Make sure that you are checking into QC Kinetics. Go to the website, qckinetics.com. Four locations in the city of Houston. This is a way for you to get right and to do it the right way with biological therapies, all natural. It's QC Kinetics.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on the show. So, I don't know about you guys, but I know a lot of people were pissed off after Sunday's game with the Texans. I was pretty encouraged by it. What I saw was a young quarterback drive down the field and score.
Nut cutting time.
Yeah.
Had to have it. He had it. And he got it. I watched a game yesterday on all 22. I just watched all his throws. It was a lot of zone. I saw some of the stuff he was talking about. He's a little quick to take the check down, but I think it's because his internal clock is to get rid of the ball, not take sacks.
Hey, which is great. Uh-huh. He, you know what? I'd much rather he throw an incompletion than hold on to the ball, get hit, get possibly hurt, get sacked, all of those things. Did you see the percentage of drives that end in touchdowns when there's a sack in that drive?
No. Is this league-wide?
It's yes.
No, what's that stat?
It's incredibly low.
Yeah.
Incredibly low. So him not taking sacks and just taking and throwing incompletions instead and maybe hurrying his reads a little bit, I can't believe a young quarterback's actually doing that.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
But that drive at the end, you know, hey, it was nut cutting time and you had to have it, and he showed something, and even D'Amico, it was really encouraged by it. Here's D'Amico talking about it.
It was very encouraging to see, you know, CJ, young quarterback, right, not flinch. Right, last drive of the game, we needed to go down and go score. He didn't flinch, operated with, precision. Everybody was on it. The ball placement, the decision-making, right, just overall collective as offense, seeing them drive down, it was encouraging. And that's what you want to see. It was true poise from a young quarterback. And that's what it takes to play the toughest position in sports. It takes poise, and he has it.
Now, here's a guy that was in the huddle with him, that was in the drive, and his thoughts on what he saw from CJ, Robert Woods.
I feel like just CJ as a poised person and poised player and quarterback, that moment wasn't big for him at all. Being able to get in the huddle and kind of anticipate and talk what their defense was going to be in and kind of communicate with Dalton and the other receivers in there and actually played out how we thought it would, and he was able to find Dalton in the back of the end zone. I think it was super huge of team chemistry and our team playing together, being able to trust each other and communicate and play for each other. I think that whole drive for the offense was just believing in each other, playing for each other, and never quitting and playing all four quarters. And just got to find a way to have that energy and consistency in first quarter, second quarter, third, and fourth.
Yeah, you just got to turn some threes into sevens.
That's all.
I mean, really, it's, you know, now's the time to do the coach talk stuff. And it's not like it's not real. It's real. Everything Robert Woods says, everything that the coach says, D'Amico says, or CJ will say is true. But it's as simple as just turning one of those field goals into a touchdown, you know, hitting a shot play after they have a turnover, you hit the play action touchdown, you know, hit a shot play, whatever the case may be. It's important that you just, you know, you just finish with some touchdowns. That's all.
Now, Tank is going to be out this week with the concussion. Looks more than likely he's going to be out this week. So now Mechie looks okay. Mechie's coming in there and doing a nice job. Mechie, now Tank has been playing a lot on the line of scrimmage as wide receiver, not just in the slot. As a matter of fact, he's played a lot on the outside. Not sure Mechie is going to be that guy, but and Noah Brown still hurt, so that's a problem. Here is Robert Woods talking about guys needing to step up with Tank down.
I've been saying since training camp and OTAs, kind of ever since I got here, this team is full of route runners and receivers who can get open and separate. Xavier Hutchinson, John Mechie, Noah might be coming back, but these are receivers who know how to create in space and get open. So if Tank is down, like you said, it shouldn't be a drop off in our receiver room. Guys have a job to do, and guys know how to get open and create their own space.
I wouldn't mind seeing Xavier Hutchinson. I saw him in the preseason, I liked.
Yeah, he's okay. He's a ball winner. I don't know that he's going to get open, but this is the kind of offense where it actually favors those kind of receivers. Like, this is where he's more likely to have some good plays.
Yeah.
I was watching, you know, I went back and watched, I'm doing a video on CJ Stroud for NFL today. I'm going to turn that in. I did one for Anthony Richardson last week, but I'm also going to do one for Tank because I was looking at Tank's catches and CJ's throws. And one of the things I found on CJ Stroud is he's really doing a nice job of kind of freezing linebackers, placing linebackers with his eyes. He's doing a lot better at not just staring guys down on some of the four wide stuff, wide receiver sets when he's throwing quick slants. He's doing a good job of, you know, throwing the inside slant. One of the mistakes you can make is looking at it immediately, and that linebacker starts to just sprint to the passing lane. And he's doing a good job of keeping those guys out of it. He's had some throws. I watched the throw where Tank Dell caught the long pass that nearly became a touchdown against Jacksonville, where he leverages the guy outside and he cuts back inside of it. man, his ability to make cuts and stems and accelerate through them rather than losing speed is unbelievable. And then when the ball's near, he's a great ball tracker. You know, he can sway, slow,
on that touchdown,
speed
he
up.
He turned his head nicely.
Yeah, and well, that one was what, right by the 1 yard line, the one where it's like three guys in between him and yeah. Jacksonville.
No, yeah, I was talking about the one that was open that won the game at the end. That one he turned his head.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one he was going outside. CJ threw it inside, and he seamlessly just turned his head and tracked it down and found it and scored the touchdown. No, he's been a great bright spot. Unfortunately, down that didn't look like it was crazy. Apparently, though, when he went to the sideline for his, you know, they were like, "What's wrong, Tank? What's wrong?" And he kept going, "That's a catch. That's a catch." And then they brought him in, and they figured out that he had some kind of a concussion. He was in concussion protocol. So we'll see when Tank.
Make you nervous? Wasn't hit by anybody. He just went down
hit
to the ground.
There's a lot more ground concussions lately than we've seen in quite a while.
You usually see backwards with the head snapping back. I don't know that I've seen one forward where you're not being hit or driven to the ground. You're just catching a football.
Right.
I've never seen somebody get a concussion from catching a football as they're going to the ground.
Yeah. No, I've never seen that either. But it's good. What'd be good is you keep him out this week. He's got the bye next week. He comes back. All the cobwebs and everything up. Everything else hopefully out. That's 3 weeks in between games. So that would be a good thing. And you know what? You make do without him. Robert Woods has been a lot better than I thought he was going to be. Robert Woods, the last couple of years, has been non-existent in the NFL.
Well, some of it was injury. Some of it was where he was.
Some
I think
of it
he
was
got some
Ryan
doghouse
Tannehill
stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's a non-starter almost. But I don't even know if Treylon Burks plays football anymore. But, because D-Hop's still got a little something in the tank.
Yeah. He's
By the way, I watch
catches.
That game. He's got, you know, he's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay, but it's kind of going down for him pretty quickly. I do think that Robert Woods is a very important. He's an example of an important player to have on this roster. Very important. He's a veteran. He's been around. You've got young wide receiver rooms. You're young across the board. You need to have some veterans. Having Denzel Perryman, I don't know what kind of leader he is, but he's been around. Not bad to have him in there. It's not bad to have, you know, a player like Robert Woods in there. I thought Mechie looks okay. Mechie's going to get a lot more opportunities. I didn't realize Mechie came back for the Jacksonville game. I didn't realize he had been back since game three. You know, I was in Europe being European.
Made a catch. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He had a catch in
that
game. Yeah. So one thing they really – well, you talked about, you know, putting the ball in the end zone and you know, being much better in the red zone. Well, one place they have to be much, much better is on third down. 4 for 13.
Yeah.
That's awful. And here's D'Amico talking about cleaning that up.
With our red zone offense, I think yesterday it wasn't more so red zone. It was more of us on third down where we didn't make things happen. And that started by second down, a couple negative runs on second down. It kind of put us behind the sticks there and forced us into a couple longer third downs than we would like. Want to be in third and manageable, and we weren't there, so it made it tougher. But overall, offense is doing really good things, right? We just have to continue to press forward, continue to be precise on our details, and we'll see points show up when that happens.
Ball. I don't know. So I really like what Bobby Slowick is doing. He's got great game plans. I think he's been great. You know, not scoring touchdowns was a problem on Sunday. He runs the ball quite often on second down, and that puts them into some tough third down position.
I think he does because he's a younger quarterback and trying to get him in better, more favorable third down, down and distance, third and six, more manageable than third and 10.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's doing it, because it's frustrating to me too, but I'm trying to be understanding because, you know, my idea is, okay, well, let's attack second and third down. You got it. But I think what he's doing is being very conservative and saying, look, I want to put my quarterback in the best. And maybe this is also against Atlanta, who's not a real, you know, explosive offense. Maybe he managed the game a little more conservatively because he knows that, you know, points are not going to, you're not going to have to score a ton of points to beat the Falcons, and maybe he just wanted to put his quarterback in the best position. I think that's what he was doing, just saying, hey, let's get this down and distance a little bit more manageable. Let's put more plays from the play sheet together here on a 3rd and 6 rather than having a 3rd and 9. I think that's probably why he does that. You throw incomplete on first down, but, boy, there were some times in that game I was thinking, you're not going to get 3 is the max you're going to get right now.
Yep.
And that's, they got to get away from that. And if D'Amico's dead set and we're going to establish a run, and I'm okay with that. It's just, you know, you don't
run better.
A lot of coaches say that and they get away from it. It's really frustrating for play callers. Like, it's really frustrating for offensive line.
Did you
coaches.
See what Shanahan said last night?
Kyle Shanahan said.
After the game, he said, man, Brock Purdy's playing so well. I feel like I'm calling way too many passes. I've got to really concentrate on starting to call in the run because I feel like he can throw every pass now. And which is a real,
I mean,
for Kyle Shanahan to
Brock
be saying
Purdy,
this.
Yeah. And if Brock, and they've got an expensive running back, and they have two good backs right now that are just grinding in there running hard.
Jordan the best Mason, back in the league.
Jordan Mason from Georgia Tech. I got to go look him up. I'm like, did I write him? I don't even know if I wrote him up. I didn't even write him up. That guy's running as hard as can be as well. They have Christian McCaffrey. I mean, this is kind of like, to me, Joe Burrow going from his 18 to his 19, like the greatest season ever in college football that I ever remember from a quarterback. Jeremy Lin coming up with nothing. Brock Purdy went from, and I know he played all 4 years and started, but he wasn't good at the end. He just wasn't a very good quarterback. He was the last
Maybe
quarterback
he was
drafted.
Bored.
This guy is he was just bored at Iowa State.
Well, or maybe he's got great coach now.
He's got great coach, great system, but he's also playing more like he was when he was a sophomore. And I don't know, for him to go from where he was in college, because Tom Brady is the greatest of all time at the quarterback position, but he didn't have a lot of, like, there wasn't as much tape on Tom Brady. There's a lot of tape on Brock, and it ain't that good, honestly, the last 2 years. And this guy right now is front runner for MVP.
He's the front runner.
They're undefeated. He's the front runner.
Front runner.
And he's... Got
and he's not managing the game. He's playing winning football.
And I see some throws where the tight window throws almost close on him, and he doesn't have a great arm.
No,
but, I just
but
don't
neither
think
did Montana.
Matters.
He just
yeah, I just don't think it matters.
I mean, he's been compared. I mean, the comparisons now are getting stupid, but he's playing great football.
Who's better, Brock Purdy or Joe Burrow?
Well, who's been better this season, Brock Purdy?
No, who's better? Who are you going to war with?
Joe Burrow, forever.
Dell. Brock Purdy or Joe Burrow? You got to win a game.
This is a stupid question.
You got to win a game tomorrow.
Brock Purdy or Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
It's Burrow.
Burrow.
So if you have to win a game tomorrow, you're going Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Well,
did you see Joe Burrow this week? Did you see Jamar Chase have one of the great games in NFL history?
Do they both have the 49ers? Like, let's just say we put them both on the 49ers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you don't get a play
against Burrow on the 49ers?
But you don't get a play against the Cardinals
all
the time.
Well, Brock
either.
Purdy on the 49ers, I'm taking the 49ers.
Brock Purdy slaughtered the Dallas Cowboys, one of the greatest teams
in history.
They
always beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys can't match up with them. But if you're telling me Brock Purdy and the 49ers, I'm going to take Brock Purdy with the 49ers because of the rest of the roster, defense included.
Joe Burrow or Brock Purdy with the 49ers? Yeah. Which one would you rather have on the 49ers?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Okay, who would you rather have on the Bengals?
Joe Burrow.
Brock Purdy.
Not a chance.
Stupid.
Joe Burrow throws backwards.
No, we got to break.
Joe Burrow's
this is
got
a
one
stupid
good
conversation.
Game this year. It's a good
this
conversation.
Is, okay, Frank.
Oh, you mean
make
MVP.
This the open.
MVP.
Lance being stupid.
Even MVP.
It's so dumb.
How many Joe Burrow MVPs are there?
Frank, here's your open. Lance saying stupid stuff.
One guy's an MVP, and you've got
Brock
Joe
Purdy's
Burrow,
not the MVP
who's
yet.
Fucking changed on.
This is so dumb, I'm siding with Joe Burrow.
This isn't dumb?
It is
How's
dumb.
How's it dumb?
It's dumb.
It's the dumbest thing
when
you've
has
ever
Brock
said.
Purdy played bad football in the NFL?
When has Brock Purdy not had the most dominant team on his side?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
And the best coach.
It doesn't count.
Of course, it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? He plays there.
Joe Burrow's overcoming Zach Taylor.
Well, that's no one said that last year.
No. Yes, they did. People still did say that.
That's because you guys have a narrative.
We
got to
talk about Billy Brown, not Joe Burrow. Billy Brown. He said, well, I want to talk about Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing. I want to talk about the best plumbers in the damn business today. I want to talk about guys who are going to come to your home and make sure that, how about service? How about doing some preemptive stuff? How about cleaning your tankless water heaters? How about checking for leak detection? How about camera inspection? How about drain cleaning so that you don't have to worry about it? How about all of the reroutes in case you got? How about repiping, which they do it better than anybody? If you're looking for a great way to do some preemptive plumbing so you don't have the problem, I've had more plumbing problems, and thank God for Billy, than I've ever had in my life, but I haven't been preemptive.
Yeah, and you got to do that. And with Aqueduct Plumbing Company, you get a company who is going to figure out exactly what's going on, and they're going to be very transparent with you. And their pricing structure is something that's trustworthy. I mean, this comes from not just me, but listeners who have used Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to Aqueduct Plumbing Company's website. Check out all the services they offer. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back. Did you watch the end of that game last night? That was not the horse collar. We're not talking about the Monday Night Football game. The first of all, it looked like the Phillies are up. It looks like the Phillies are going to go up 2-0. And holy crap, they came back. Riley homers. And then in the ninth, the Phillies have Bryce Harper on first. And who hit this ball? I forget.
Castellanos?
Okay. Nick Castellanos at the plate. And here's the call.
He deals a 2-2. Castellanos in the air to right center field. Harris is on the run. Harris at the track. He leaps and he makes the catch. Harper might be doubled up. The throw gets away. The throw to first. It's over. It's over. Harper never tagged. He couldn't get back. And it's a double up to end game two. Wow. What a catch by Michael Harris the second.
Incredible ending to that play.
So
if that hits off the wall, Harper's going to probably score.
Well, and so afterwards, Harper said, I'm just trying to make a play. His manager says, no, he made a mistake. He should not. He was around second base. He had to go back, touch second base. He stumbled, then went back and couldn't get back in time. But if that ball goes off of the wall, I think he would have scored easily. So he should have been somewhere in between first and second. But maybe, I mean, unless Harris plays it cleanly off the wall and gets it back in, but more than likely he scores easily. So maybe he did make a mistake. There still would have been two outs and Harper at first base. You don't know that they're going to be able to score that run. But in a one-run game,
it was a phenomenal ending. Like it.
That was a Chaz McCormick catch.
No, it was. It was. If you haven't seen it,
it's a
really good catch on the move. But the other thing is, I mean, that was a really fun game. Philadelphia, as you mentioned, they take the early lead. I mean, they're up 3-0, and it looks like they're going to cruise. And then Atlanta slows it down. They come back to within 3-2? No, 4-3 at the time, right?
And then
Riley's two-run homer. Just kind of got good extension on that low pitch, got good extension, drove it out of the ballpark. And then Philadelphia with a very real chance to win the game, and that's what ends up happening. They get doubled up.
So the Arizona Diamondbacks win again, beat the Dodgers.
This is unbelievable.
So they're up 2-0. The Arizona Diamondbacks, who look like – he scored two runs in three games against the Astros, and they can't be stopped right now. And in Milwaukee and here, their offense is fantastic. So it's really unbelievable. So they're up 2-0. The Phillies almost went up 2-0, but that series is tied at 1. The Rangers went up 2-0, and this series is tied at 1. Is the new format that Ken Rosenthal did on The Athletic did a big piece about this format is not good for the teams that rest, that sit for 5 days. That said, the Astros made it to the World, won the World Series last year.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
and think, they had home
what
field.
Do you want, what do you want to do? Then you're going to make it shorter than go back to the one and done? Wild cards instead of 3 games? Like, what do you... That's the only way you can shorten it. How do you keep from shortening it?
Well, here's the deal. The road teams have been dominating. Been dominating so far in the postseason. Dominating. And this is... It's something...
Why does everything have to be a knee-jerk to something? As soon as something happens, we have to make a change.
Right.
Like, how about we just... Sometimes you have a series or you have a year where something happens. We don't need to freak out. Like, the only thing... You've gone from making it 1 game to 3 games. That's going to lengthen the amount of time that the bye week is, you know, that the bye time is going to put teams on the sideline.
Yeah.
It's going to. And I think most teams, if you ask them, would rather, you know, their pitchers get and their bullpen get a little extra rest and some guys who are a little nicked up have a little extra time. I don't think after 162 games, I don't think they mind having 4 and 5 days.
All right. He's a couple of things that he said. One, reseed after the first round. Why does. So. If the 6 seed wins in their series, in the wild card series, it's going to play the 2 seed instead of the 1 seed. If the 6 seed wins, it should go to the 1 seed.
I don't know. Maybe I've just been a sports fan. It's never been done this way for us.
Well,
so.
But in some instances, the 6 seed is
the hot team, too.
And there's a good chance it could be better than the 3 seed because the division winners in the Central have been bad.
Yeah, the reseeding stuff has made some sense for me in like basketball times, but we're not doing it.
Well, football does it, right?
Football does it. Yeah, football. The lowest seed goes to the one.
Considering it feels like they modeled this playoffs after football, right, with the wild card and the week off.
Football does it. It's easy.
Yeah,
If you're the lower seed wins, you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Football's done it for years.
Here's another one.
But in baseball, do you?
Here's one that might hold some more water. Don't take a day off after the regular season. Start the wild. You're in the wild card. You play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now we start the. There's only 4 days off for the teams that are sitting.
Man, you got to travel after grinding to try to make the playoffs or your bullpen. Maybe I don't love that.
You didn't win your division
for 1 game.
For
1 day, you're doing that. So you change 1 day.
1 day is a big difference for teams that are sitting.
But teams who had to burn through a bullpen.
In no time other than the All-Star break, do you have this long a break? At no time.
Name another sport where you start after the season's over.
You start right away?
No sport do you start right away. No sport.
Well, there's no sport like this, really. I mean, there's really 162 games.
What do you mean? 82?
Listen, you play all season long where you don't have a day off. 162 means it's not that big a deal.
You need rest. And you play 162.
Well, you,
there's no sport that does this in any league that I know of.
That starts the playoffs right away?
And you're doing this for 1 day? It's a travel day. Let them have the day off.
Well, 5 days is a long time off. 5 days is a long time off.
Well, then make it 1 game. If you want to make it shorter, you go from 3 games to 1 game.
The 1 game is really not a playoff.
But you're messing with the sanctity of you need time, like the day off. You got travel day. You finish the day and then you got to travel.
Baseball,
there's
a lot of days you don't have travel. I mean, you're used to it throughout the season. And oh, by the way, every game is an early afternoon game in the last day of the season.
The only reason you're saying this is because you want to go from 5 days to 4 days.
Right.
That's too much for what you gain. What you gain is one less day. The reality is you may have starting – it may jack with starting pitching for these teams in the wild card. They're doing everything they have to win. The other team that's already qualified may not have to do any of that stuff. That's already a big advantage. So I don't like it. I think it's better go to the 1 game format.
If you've already qualified, it means you played better that year.
Yeah, but go to the 1 game format. If you're worried about how much time it takes, it's real easy. Go from 3 to 1, and we're done.
Yeah,
and it's easy. You shrink it even more.
Whatever.
Last game's on a Sunday. Another Tuesday.
Here's the deal: is that right now it is actually. And listen, it's baseball. You play every day. There's no time when you get 5 days off during the season. Not even during the All-Star break do you get 5 days off. So it is something that is much different for those teams that should have an advantage, and they don't now. Whether or not that's the answer, I don't know. Reseeding seems easy, though. I mean, why is it stuck that the 3 seed has to go to the 2 seed, or that the 6 seed should be playing the 2 seed? It should play the 1 seed if it advances.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, football has no problem figuring that out.
Yeah, maybe I don't know that that's the answer, but what's going on now seems to be.
Is this the first?
That said, the Astros were the 1 seed and won it last year.
This because we didn't hear these complaints last year. So is this simply a one-off?
Here's one of the big complaints is that the Dodgers don't move on, but they have Clayton Kershaw.
Well, don't pitch Clayton Kershaw. You know he's terrible in the playoffs.
Didn't move on last year either.
Right. Well, that's a problem for Major League Baseball.
Well, too bad, Major League Baseball. Nobody cares about your dumbass. We only care about the Astros.
Well, Houston only cares. Yeah, the rest of baseball might care.
Nobody cares about the Astros outside of us. Time to take a break.
And we don't care about anyone else outside of us.
News of the weird.
I'm sorry. Did you not ever do this before?
Coming your way, John? I do. Me and Cal do this.
You threw up the H.
I did. I threw
this. Somebody needs
out.
To bury you in the. Oh, you threw the cougar paw.
The cougar paw, with the F Texas in the middle.
Somebody
of it.
Needs to bury you by the train tracks.
Let's break it in.
Windy will.
News oh the weird.
Where's John?
Hello. Coming your way next, right here.
Oh, that poverty.
Anywhere.
Oh, John, Mr. Poverty.
Is that your new nickname, Mr. Poverty?
Mr. Poverty.
Well, in that house.
That's me. Man of the people.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance weird.
News of the weird. News.
All right, Lance, let me ask you a question from your own observations. A new study says children who are close to their parents are kinder.
Say that again?
Children who are close to their parents are kinder. Is Madi kinder than Snacks?
Yes.
Madi is kinder.
Yes.
Yes.
They both love to help animals and homeless people. They both have that, but Snacks' kindness ends there when it comes to the house.
Madi is kind-hearted, though.
Yeah.
She's a snitch, though.
She's a snitch and a talkback and a last word freak.
Yeah.
But she has kindness in there.
In her heart.
Does she call them homeless like you do, or does she use a proper term?
Unhomed.
She says homeless.
She hasn't been introduced to our brand new language.
Why can't they be unhomed?
It's like the Texans when they put the label on their back of their uniforms at one time.
They put
like,
the logo.
Hey, look at this new. We just like, hey, we got a new word we're using.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? Oh, unhoused. For homeless people? Yeah, we're going to do unhoused there. We're going to give it a twirl, see how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there a reason why? This sounds more academic if we say we kind of take control of the word.
Yeah.
Unhoused, like okay.
What's the Eskimo word now?
Well, it's... Inuit?
Yeah, Inuit.
I don't think it's now. I think they preferred you call them that for a while now.
They want to be Inuit?
Inuit. Not Eskimos.
I don't know that the homeless people are like...
But you know what I mean. If I said to 90% of the people, if I said, boy, those Inuit people, they would go,
well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get yourself
now, if you said those Eskimo people,
but sure,
they would know.
If the people that you're referring to would prefer a different word for how
have
you describe
them.
Them.
By the way, have you
I
seen
said if.
All of them?
I said
Hold on,
if.
Have you seen that Indian has come back? As a preferred
the
term?
Indian people from India?
No. Native people are calling themselves Indian.
Wow. They can, but you can't. It's like the other thing.
With schnitzel?
Schnitzel. It's like schnitzel.
Okay. You can't. Well, I don't. Not really comfortable with you even using the S word there, honestly.
Well, don't you say dago.
You say crispy pork sandwich.
You shouldn't say that,
by the way.
You shouldn't
say that.
I can say it.
But why would you?
If Indians can call themselves Indians, I can't.
But that's not a slur.
It was to...
They didn't mean
indigenous people.
No, they called themselves Indians.
Well, I know Italians don't call myself.
Well, you do, but you're not really a good.
You don't really count.
The Italian American Society of Houston once sent you a letter.
And what
you
I do?
That? You tore it up on the air. That's the kind of person we're dealing with. Did you know that, Dell? They said, I think you've heard the story before. They sent him a letter that said, can you please stop saying the D word and the WAP. W? Yeah. And John's like, look at this, what I got. Tore it up on the air. That's what I think about that. Like, wow.
Tell me what I can say and can't say.
Well, they didn't tell you, they asked, right?
They were being a little bit. They tried to be, and that's
what offended me.
Yeah.
If you want to know the
truth, you're not the boss of me. As you know what I like?
Hey, we're Italians. Whatever. Call us whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not going
to
bother.
What if they had requested as opposed to told you?
I would say I don't care. I'm going to say what I want to say about myself. Okay. I'll call myself whatever I want to call myself. Don't tell me what to do. A new survey says moms would rather clean toilets than pack their kids' lunches. Would Nicole rather clean the toilet than pack the kids' lunches?
Yes.
She would?
Yeah, I think so. I don't even think they get packed lunches. She packed lunches forever, wrote notes to the kids every day. Now it's like, I'm done with all this stuff.
They eat at school now. They're in high school.
You know you get free lunch at school, right?
Do you do?
Yeah, it's been going on since Hurricane Harvey. Yeah, you can have free lunches. Everybody.
That's why these kids are so lazy.
What?
Or something.
Some of those kids are food insecure, and they need free lunch.
They're food insecure?
Oh, you think
does that mean hungry?
I'm not making that up.
That's what hungry means? That's another one. Food insecure.
Some of those hungry, you're not sure your next meal is going to come from.
If you're not sure where your next meal is going to come from, you're called food insecure. Some of those kids need free lunches. That doesn't make them lazy.
Nah, I think they're lazy.
No.
Ooh.
Okay.
No, that's not the hill you want to die on. Because you will die on that one. I'd be careful on
alone,
that one.
By the way.
No, I'm talking about the kids that can actually
like Mason
bring
and
lunches.
Sebastian.
You mean like Mason and...
The
like Mason
kids and that Sebastian. Can bring lunches. Yeah.
And then they go like, I don't want this free food from school. Yeah. I'll just wait. And then they're super hungry and they eat a bowl of Cheez-Its that's the size of a human head.
Cheez-Its?
Yeah. I watched it happen yesterday.
For lunch?
You didn't eat it at lunch? I didn't like what was there.
Instead of a bowl of cereal or a sandwich, they ate a giant bowl of Cheez-Its?
Yes.
This is the nourishment that you're providing?
Yes.
Has CPS called
it's
you
what
yet?
They do. They won't eat it. Sebastian goes, I stopped eating egg rolls. Like, you just made us buy this thing. Like, no, I stopped eating that. I don't eat eggs anymore. I don't eat mac and cheese anymore. I don't eat, like, who goes backwards? You usually expand what you like. My kids go backwards where Sebastian can barely, he basically can only eat Cheez-Its, cereal, Detroit-style pizza, Motor City pizza from Costco.
So specific.
He'll eat Rising
Crust
pizza. That'll
be cheap, though. That's good. He'll eat
Domino's pizza.
So he likes pizza.
Yeah, he'll also eat banh mi, but with no lettuce or pickled carrots, just basically a steak sandwich.
Is this an embarrassment for you, considering you're the foodie? Is this embarrassing for you?
No, they're embarrassed.
This is.
They're embarrassed.
Yeah.
They've decided that they can't eat, I'm not hungry for that. I don't care.
You make them eat.
This is like a pro ball player whose kid won't play.
So Jeffrey Jordan.
Well, that guy played. He just
wasn't
great.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson's kid.
Which one?
All.
I know which one you're talking about.
I don't know which one.
I know
I'm
which
just
one.
Saying, I don't know. Any
I know
Magic
which one.
Are any of them in the league? No.
Well, nope. that's the pressure you're putting on them. Be a NBA player.
What do you want to do when you're old? I don't know. I guess do a
one
radio show.
One of them
show.
Didn't play well, any
worry.
Ball.
My son well, said, "What do you?" I said, "What do you want to? What do you want to do, Snacks? Like, what do you? You got to get your grade. What do you want to do? I don't know. I guess I could just do radio like you."
Family.
That's not how
family
it works.
Profession. The this family isn't how profession.
It works. I could do something easy like you.
Yeah, I just do radio like you.
Well, he's seen Joe Buck. He's seen Iron Eagle. Doesn't this kid do it too?
I guess.
Yeah, he's looking at those guys and going, "He's
or
next."
Or he's going, "That's so easy. I could do that."
Well, he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. We're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.